President Bush has arrived at the actual site of the meeting, which is in nearby Glen Eagles. He's going to meet with the leaders of the other G8 nations, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Russia. They will discuss trade and global warming. President Bush has said he's not going to sign any agreement on greenhouse gas emissions that would look like the Kyoto Protocol, which he earlier rejected. The G8 leaders may find more harmony on increasing aid for Africa. They've already set some aid packages, and a pact to grant debt relief to African nations is nearly complete. This week on our program, during the G8 summit, we've asked NPR's Jason Beaubien to ask Africans about what they would hope the world's richest countries might do for them. In Tanzania, Jason spoke with a 59-year-old fishmonger in the central market in the port city of Dar es Salaam.
My name is Abdallah Mohamed Kionga. I'm selling some fish.
Konyanga's stall is in the back of the bustling Kariakou market. Armed with a fly swatter, he presides over a long table covered in newspaper and piles of dried fish.
This is shark fish and kingfish, and also here we have tilapia from Lake Victoria.
On a good day, Konyanga says he can earn $2 or $3 in profit. He says his biggest problem is that most of the people in the market can't afford fish.
Our business is going very slow because of customers, they have no money.
More than half of Tanzania's population survives on less than $2 per day. The fact that the country had run up almost $10 billion in debts is mind-boggling to most people here. Konyanga has heard that the G8 has offered to cancel billions of dollars in loans that Tanzania owes to Western creditors. He says he's pleased to hear this, but he's unsure how it will affect his life.
I have 8 children and 1 wife, and I can't afford the education for my children.
Konyanga would like to see assistance from the G8 for traditional social services in Tanzania.
We are asking them to do for us the health care, building of our roads, and anything that can give us rely in our country.
A real life, he adds, like you have in Europe or America. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.